This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson of FantasyPoints.com. The program, per usual, being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And what a program we have for you here on the day before Christmas Eve. We are going to be on the air tomorrow making all kinds of picks for the three Christmas Day games on Thursday, but we are going to pop out three best bets, one for each game on this show. And not to curse ourselves, we are absolutely on fire when it comes to these early best bets. I believe it may have started on Thanksgiving when we went 3-0. I don't want to curse myself, but we have three picks already for week 17 on today's program. We'll, of course, recap last night's action as the 49ers get it done in pretty impressive fashion, defeating Phil Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. We will also take a look at the notable O-line, D-line matchups. We started doing this last week in lieu of buy low, sell high. The trade market is pretty much done, but I thought it was a pretty successful segment. And I do recall saying that Derrick Henry was going to probably run all over New England based on the data we popped out in that segment last week. So that's an example of the edge that we can get when we look at these schematic matchups on the ground. And it's really all about adjusted yards before contact. Offensively, how many are you blocking up? And then on the other side, your defense, how many are they giving up? And we just kind of compare all the numbers to come up with the top five and bottom five matchups. We'll check in with our guy, Stephen O'Rourke. He's definitely in our top five on any list because he pops in here every Tuesday all year and gives us good data points, an early look at some plays. So we'll see what he has in store. I know he's looking at some Chris Olave data, and I'm sure it's good because everything is pretty good relating to Chris Olave right now. And then we will end the show. We're still working the waiver wire. I've got to look at that. But we're going to take some time in that final segment to go through these three best bets that I have for Christmas Day. The program, as always, is sponsored by Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where you turn your sports knowledge into cash fast. Download Better or visit Better.app now. Sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit needed. And of course, make sure you're getting your Prop Points podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, and the like. And you'd be damn foolish not to listen to the Prop Points podcast if you can't catch the broadcast or on the VSiN Watch app, at least when it comes to these standalone national games, because we crushed it yet again last night. However, I'm still upset. It's amazing. We go 83%, and I woke up this morning depressed, basically, because Tyler Warren came so close to giving us another perfect night. Ironically, we lose the first prop, which is kind of rare, but we had it. I mean, I'm shocked that Phillip Rivers and Tyler Warren are not on the same page, quite frankly, but if you saw the game, you saw he caught up a little bit in the second half, and he came 4 yards shy. But right before this halftime, he's open for a touchdown, wide open. And Phil saw it. Phil knew it. And Phil was very upset. Not as upset as I was, though, because that would have gotten us to 6-0 on the night, and it would have hit the Thursday night special. It would have been a beautiful thing. I guess we'll just have to settle for 5-1 on Monday Night Football with another L on the Monday Night Special. But you notice we're almost always on the right track with these specials, and it's just life happens and we can't get them all right. That's the bottom line. But another successful night, and it did ensure another successful week. I believe we were four picks over 500 on Thursday. Then we were one pick under with all the picks on. So we're three. Yeah. So we're still four picks over 500. Another winning week here on Prop Points. So we feel good about that. And we don't feel good about some players that we've been adding to our DNP list. DNP stands for do not play. Now that is not in fantasy. We're talking props. We're generally talking overs here. We certainly love the overs. We know the list. By the way, I like to look at the list to see how many players who've been on the list for a while are getting it done now. Not many. There are a couple, though, like Quentin Johnston went off last week. Of course, he could catch two balls for 12 this week. That's why he's on the DNP. Romeo Doubs did pretty well this past week. Of course, the previous three games, he had done nothing. Now, Kyle Pitts has been on the list, and he is doing well. DK Metcalf on the list. See that? He's a good boxer. Let's put it that way. Who else is on the list? DJ Moore is on the list. He is coming on, but that's extenuating circumstances because Roma Dunze and Luther Burden have been banged up. Here are the latest additions. It's very simple. Nothing crazy here. All Kansas City Chiefs, every one of them. Isaiah Pacheco included. I'm not touching any of these people with the third string quarterback in there. I still can't pronounce his name. I don't think I'm going to learn how to pronounce his name. No offense, no disrespect. Good luck to him this week and beyond. And congratulations for being on an NFL roster. But these guys are done. And they're playing Denver, by the way. So they may be lucky to get 175 total yards of offense. So we're out on them. And we're also out on the Baltimore Raven tight ends. Not only are we on the struggle bus throwing the football pretty much all year, at least last 2-3 months, we're canceling each other out with Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews, and we don't have enough production and or targets lately to have even one guy. Even if you combine the numbers the last 2 weeks, they're still bad. So we're out on the Ravens tight ends, FYI. Here's a look at some quick nuggets and news notes coming down the line here as we are in a short week. Obviously, we do have six teams practicing out there right now, basically gearing up for that. Thanks. Almost did it, but I didn't do it fully. It's not Thanksgiving. I'm all confused because it's Thursday and you have the Lions playing. I'm thinking, oh, it's Thanksgiving. No, it's not. It's Christmas, FYI. Let's take a look at news and notes coming down the line here ahead of those Thursday games and every game. DK Metcalf suspended 2 games. Suspension could void $45 million in contract guarantees. So I'm assuming that this means that the suspension has been upheld because, you know, on Tuesday, that's the last day of the week. You know, everything that is going to come down on has to come down by Tuesday. That's kind of in the collective bargaining agreement, I believe. So no DK Metcalf. And are we pivoting over to anybody else for the Steelers? No, we're not. Because that is the worst committee of all time. And they're all about their running backs right now. Kenny Gainwell, can't stop him. Can only hope to contain him. And of course, Jalen Warren this past week. So Pittsburgh will be all about the running game. And we do have some data relating to the Steelers, I do believe. No, we don't. No, we don't. I'm lying. We do have more data on other matchups, though, in the running back game, running back segment, where we talk, well, not the running back segment, the O-line, D-line segment, where we talk about the running backs. Mike Vrabel said that Kayshon Boutte, Travion Henderson are in the concussion protocol. Not good. Not good for Travion. I will say that if Travion is out, get ready because Ramondre Stevenson is going to eat. And at the very least, one fewer target here in the mix could help things out, like, say, Stephon Diggs last week. You know, we couldn't trust him. Now we can trust him more after last week. And if Kayshon Boutte is out, which it sure seems like we will, then maybe we can trust him just a little bit more. Amon-Ra St. Brown, great. On the injury report with a knee problem on a Monday. It is a pretty good schematic matchup for Amon-Ra, who did eat in the first game. They play a lot of two high safeties, good schematic matchup there for Amon-Ra. So that's very unfortunate. It is obviously, it's a must win. So Amon-Ra will probably go. Remember 2 weeks ago when we opined on that Thursday night game that he would in fact go, and he did, and he went off. Amon-Ra, to my point, good matchup, caught 9 balls for 97 yards in that matchup in November. Not the best schematic matchup here for J-Mo Williams. So if Amon-Ra can't go, I do have a prop relating to the Lions offense that I will be getting to at the end of the show when I pop out some best bets. Josh Allen, day to day with the foot injury that he suffered in week 16, knocked a lot of people out of the playoffs. So we'll see about that. I would not expect much against Philadelphia, by the way. I would expect that game to be all about the running backs, Saquon Barkley, of course, James Cook, and also Commanders quarterback Marcus Mariota did not practice on Monday, which does not bode well for his availability on Thursday as they host the Cowboys. So we're looking at Josh Johnson. That's a problem. It's a problem for Terry McLaurin. It's a problem for everybody. Maybe not Debo, but it is a buzzkill here for Mr. Terry McLaurin. Rashee Rice, out of practice, still in the protocol. They are playing on Thursday as well. So not a lock that Rashee Rice returns. We'll check in with our guy, Stephen O'Rourke of Fantasy Points Data. He is coming up in the third segment. But when we return, we'll take a look at the O-line, D-line matchups that I have been talking about. But first, if you think you know sports, it is time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. Download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And when your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you'll get a 50% deposit match. Up to $200. Action every day of the week, every day of the year. There's always a lineup to build, always a chance to win. Go to better.app, that's B-E-T-R. Download Better in the App Store or Google Play. Pop in the promo code VSiN to claim your free $10 and your deposit bonus. Better Picks. You know sports, it's time to prove it. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools. But what they don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you'll get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I am John Hansen, and we're going to take a look now at some O-line, D-line matchups as it relates to the running games, and hopefully we'll get some good insight to help us in fantasy and wagering and the like. And it's all about the data, so let's take a look here. We have a tool over at Fantasy Points Data that just basically parses all the data. Like, we have all the data, but how do you interpret it? So we take everything and we kind of combine it, and then we look at the adjusted yards before contact that every team is generating on their end, and you compare that to the opponents in terms of what they're allowing. So, for example, the higher the number, the better. When we look at the good ones. So if you're getting 3 yards per attempt blocked up for you and your defense is giving up 3 yards, that's 6 yards. That's a lot. So the higher the yardage, the better. Let's take a look here. Number one ranked matchup in the database this week is Baltimore versus Green Bay. Baltimore is blocking up 3.12 adjusted yards before contact. Green Bay, all of a sudden, getting pushed around a little bit. They're giving up 2.10. The game in Green Bay, over the last 5 games, Green Bay's 4.99 yards per carry given up on zone runs, ninth most. Their 59% success rate given up is third worst. Derrick Henry's 205 yards rushing on these runs in this span, the last 5 weeks, is the ninth most. So I don't know, Johnny Harbaugh, maybe give the ball to Derrick Henry in this game because your playoff hopes are still alive. And oh, by the way, Green Bay is in trouble at quarterback. Malik Willis got hurt. Jordan Love is questionable. Number two, Miami Dolphins up against Tampa. Tampa, man, they're giving up 2.57 adjusted yards before contact. Miami's blocking up 2.38. Games in Miami over the last 5 weeks, Tampa Bay giving up a 62% success rate on man gap runs. Devon Achane's 5.91 yards per carry on those runs in that span, seventh best. So another home game. Quinn Ewers wasn't that bad. You know, before things unraveled in the first half, he kind of looked as good or better than Tua, just kind of running the offense. So, and Tampa, you know, big game for them, obviously. They certainly need to win this one, but they've been vulnerable on defense. Number three, LA Rams, who block up 2.64 yards before contact per attempt, up against the Atlanta Falcons, 2.14 yards before attempt. Now, this one here was, there was nothing compelling, but so it's more of a general good matchup for the trenches for Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. Atlanta, their defense kind of all over the map here, but it does come in as a very good matchup for the Ram running game. I do think Puka Nacua is going to do very well in this game, by the way. They play a lot of single high. That's a Puka shell. He absolutely crushes it. Arizona, this might be helpful. They are the fourth best O-line, D-line matchup in our report for week 17. They block up 2.22 yards before a contact per attempt. The Bengals give up 2.55. They're kind of packed it in here. Cincinnati gives up 5.69 yards per carry on man gap runs, third most. For what it's worth, Michael Carter is at 4.52 yards per carry on those runs the last 5 weeks. So not the worst matchup here against the Cincinnati Bengals. And then this one here is big. I'm surprised it's only the fifth best one, but it's still top five. Philadelphia Eagles, 2.30 yards before contact blocked up against the Buffalo Bills, who give up 2.58. The game is in Buffalo. Buffalo gives up 5.23 yards per carry on zone runs the last 5 weeks, fourth worst. Saquon Barkley's 290 yards on those runs the last 5 weeks is the third most. So if you were watching this program when we were doing buy low, sell high in November, I kept bringing up Barkley. I know it's a struggle bus here, but these matchups are beautiful down the stretch, and he's crushing, and he will continue to crush this week against Buffalo. I know Buffalo did a better job against the run last week, but this is the type of matchup where they're going to get burned because the Philadelphia Eagles will be committed to it, and they'll feed the ball. They'll keep trying, and eventually something's going to pop. That's the way it works. So definitely like Saquon this week, looking really good. Now on the negative Nelly side of things, here are the bad matchups. Didn't have enough time to go like hardcore into the specific analysis here, but just a good, this is still a very good heads up. The top five worst O-line, D-line matchups in week 17, Green Bay. They're blocking up just 1.84. They're the worst. 1.84 adjusted yards before contact up against Baltimore. They only allow 1.70. Now, it's weird because I was able to give a quick sneak peek here. I will say this. If Wilson starts for the Packers, he actually looks better than Jacobs based on the data. Now, Jacobs, they could shut him down for a week because there are reports that he was even benched last week because he was, you know, trying to tough it out and it wasn't very effective. So this, you know, Emmanuel Wilson, not bad. If Jacobs is ruled out, then I would say Wilson's a top 20 running back in fantasy this week. Next up, second worst, Houston Texans, blocking up just 1.46 adjusted yards before contact up against the Chargers, who do give up a decent amount, 2.30, but it's just Houston's so bad that they come in so high. The game is in LA. And by the way, Houston took a massive step back. They must have heard me saying that they should be the favorite in the AFC for the Super Bowl based on how they were playing in the previous two games, because they sucked last week, quite frankly. The offense was terrible. So they took a big step back, and this is a tough one here. This is going to be a low-scoring game. And we were talking about this on the Fantasy Points live stream this morning, and I went and checked, and sure enough, 39.5 is the total. Very low. I don't know if it's the lowest, but it's pretty damn low. We're under 40. In that same game, unfortunately, the Chargers have the same tougher matchup. They're the third worst. Their O-line depleted, of course. They're creating just 2.12 yards before contact. That's actually not that bad. But they're up against Houston that's given up just 1.67. And I did have a glance at the data here. There's nothing earth-shattering for the splits in terms of like the man gap runs versus zone for the defense and for Amarin Hampton. So it's just generally a tougher matchup for Amarin Hampton. I will say this, though. I thought Amarin Hampton looked damn good last week. I think he's a high-quality player. And, you know, not that he was, you know, you're going to get him on a great discount. But I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, working a deal for him now or in the, you know, early stages of the offseason, because that is an ascending player, Amarin Hampton. I think he should be a second-round pick next year based on the offense there. And I'm not a big Kamani Vidal believer. He's just a guy. Moving on, the Giants up against the Raiders, who've been decent against the run pretty much all year. Giants blocking up just 1.68 adjusted yards before contact up against the Raiders, who are giving just 1.59. Good news is the Giants might be tanking here because they didn't try to throw a ball until damn near halftime last week. So that might work out well for Tyrone Tracy. And then last but not least, it is the Kansas City Chiefs, who are creating just 1.63 yards before contact. They're up against the Denver Broncos. Games in KC. Who cares? Doesn't matter. It won't be a sea of red, I could tell you that. I doubt it, that they'll be fired up there. It'll be the quietest Arrowhead Stadium has been in a decade in this game. It's in Denver, my bad. But still, 1.57 adjusted yards before contact is pretty stingy, and we're not touching Isaiah Pacheco or Kareem Hunt. We put the Kansas City Chiefs, the entire squad, on the DNP list. So as far as I'm concerned, there are only 31 teams in the NFL. That's neither here nor there, because when we return, we'll talk to Stephen O'Rourke of Fantasy Points Data. He's been in the data mining room looking for gems for week 17. But first, if you are looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season, VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from bowl season and the NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll get a college football playoff betting guide featuring expert playoff brackets, power ratings, college football and bowl best bets, and access to game previews for every bowl game on VSiN. Give yourself the gift of smarter betting. You can gift yourself the gift of smarter betting at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Stephen O'Rourke, Fantasy Points Data, next on Prop Points.
Watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. We're going to go to the guest line, the progressive guest line, as promised, from the aforementioned website, Stephen O'Rourke, senior film analyst at Fantasy Points, and he's on the X Machine at Call Me Steve-O. Merry Christmas, Steve-O. Happy holidays. Sorry about your Lions, sir, but you're still here with some good data, but sorry about your Lions.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, John. And, you know, it's it kind of felt like it was coming the last couple weeks, and it's a tough break. It was just an insane game overall, insane way for it to end. And honestly, it's the most fitting end for, or potential end for, a Lions season as you can get. I mean, You can't script it. It was hilarious after getting over the disappointment in what had happened.
Yeah, well, let's get into it here because we, they're certainly playing. I'm all thrown off, though. I keep thinking it's Thanksgiving because the Lions are playing on Thursday. But anyway, up against the Vikings, I know Thanksgiving passed. Jalen Naylor, man, he screwed me over last week, but may have hit the prop if J.J. McCarthy had played the whole game. Now, we don't know about McCarthy. It could be Max Brosmer. But I do know schematically that it does line up pretty damn well. And this Lion D is a sieve here. So what do you have on Jalen Naylor?
Yeah, if McCarthy goes, this, I think, as a prop is a full go. He's at like 16.5 on FanDuel for his receiving yards. But the Lions are, like you said, just a sieve. They're allowing 904 yards per attempt to slot targets since week 10, which is eighth worst in the NFL. Overall, they're giving up 8.19 yards per attempt, which is third worst in the NFL. In the first matchup against the Lions, Jalen Naylor had a 16% target share against Detroit, and he's done a really good job separating this year. He runs 61% of his routes, and Amik Robertson has kind of struggled against good route runners the last couple of weeks. You saw it against guys like Wandale Robinson and a couple other guys that I think fit into the mold of what Jalen Naylor is as a receiver. So it's for sure a go if McCarthy plays. If Brosmer plays, I'd still run it just because all it'll take is one deep corner that he wins semi-consistently to hit that prop.
Ironically, in the first game, he had one catch, 16 yards. So they got that line down pretty tight. But, you know, for sure, Naylor, bad game last week, but his body work has been better than Jordan Addison's and probably better than Justin Jefferson last week. But let's go to the first one you have on your list. That was third on your list, but I don't know if you're ranking these at all, but New Orleans Saints, Tyler Shuck, rattle and roll, up against the Titans, who are a pass funnel. Good matchup here for Olave, who's balling with Tyler Shuck and just getting bombarded with targets. What do you see with Olave?
Yeah, Olave, finally we get to see him like fully healthy into the end of the season, and he's showing that he's a good receiver when the offense is in place. I mean, since week 10, the Titans have run 52% single high. And against single high coverage, Olave has a 33.2% target share and averages 2.57 yards per route run this season. That's even jumped to a 36.8% target share and 3.28 yards per route run the last six games. Tennessee allows 9.74 yards per attempt to targets out wide. They allow 8.19 yards per attempt to slot targets. Olave has about a 62-38 out wide to slot. Shuck has looked better each and every week. Tennessee, you know, outside of Jeffrey Simmons, kind of struggles to pressure the passer. I think Shuck has time and continues to kind of grow, and Olave is going to be a beneficiary of that because Tennessee's just, you know, similar to Detroit. They've just been a sieve through the air.
Yeah, no question. Next one here is, we just talked about this, so we're on the same page. It is, in fact, Saquon Barkley. What a good buy low about 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, because these matchups have lined up pretty well, and he's generally crushed it here in December. And we just went over the data, so it might be a little redundant here, but we have them fifth best O-line, D-line matchup here in a database. And of course, Buffalo's been bad against the run all year.
Yeah, and I think this will be one that everybody's going to eye pretty quickly this week, is that, you know, the last five games, Saquon has finally started to look more like himself. He's averaging 4.77 yards per carry, including a 4.8 yards per carry on zone concept runs, which is 19th in the NFL. He has a 5.8% explosive run rate the last five games, which is 17th in the NFL. And he's back to averaging over 2 yards before contact. He's at 2.79 yards before contact per attempt. All of this just showing that, like, the Eagles' offensive line is showing a little bit more cohesiveness. I think their run game, their run plan has looked a lot better. And yeah, Buffalo, they allow 5.44 yards per carry, 5.8% explosive run rate, 53.5% success rate to zone concept runs. Saquon's been averaging about 17 carries the last five games, which is, you know, a carry or two higher than what it had been the previous like 11 weeks. So I just think this is a game where, you know, Philly wants to control the ball, wants to limit Josh Allen's opportunities. And between Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts, I think that they'll try to control this game on the ground as they've done somewhat similarly in different in other games this year.
Oh, 1,000,000% agreed. And I'm looking now currently for the best number out there in the marketplace. It does look like it's DraftKings. Saquon Barkley, 84.5 minus 113. I would like to officially be in on that as a play. I would officially, I know it's Tuesday, but I am officially making this a play for the week. Just FYI. Saquon Barkley over 84.5. Let's call it an early Sunday best bet, because this puppy is going to be 95 in about 2 days. Say it again. Yeah.
It's going to get juiced. And I think this is, you know, like last year, yeah, this is even an opportunity, I think, to get back to the laddering with Saquon. Jump him right up, like, you know, place a couple, jump him up to 150, because I mean, all it's going to take is a couple big runs and for them to really feel comfortable, and it could go gangbusters for him.
Oh, absolutely. So let's take a look at the last two here. I'm still stunned how well Ashton Jeanty ran the ball last week. He looked unbelievable. He looked just as good as he looked in week one. This is why it's a young man's position. This is why I'm an ageist at running back. Yeah, you can have McCaffrey. He looks like a fullback out there. I know he's productive, but he doesn't look great. But anywho, what do you see on Jeanty?
Yeah, this is another just bad run defense. The Giants allow 5.44 yards per carry, which is tied worst in the NFL since week 10. And Jeanty, it's a small sample size. It's been the last 3 weeks, but overall his production's been better. He's averaging 4.49 yards per carry, which is almost a full yard above any other stretch throughout the season. And most of Jeanty's issues have been coming from getting contacted early, you know, at or before just beyond the line of scrimmage. He averages 1.29 yards before contact per attempt. The Giants allow 2.48 yards before contact per attempt, and they also allow 0.19 missed tackles forced. Jeanty averages 0.19 missed tackles forced per attempt. So I think this is a game where Jeanty can get rolling and he can, you know, force some missed tackles at the second level and potentially break some runs.
This game here, Cardinals at Bengals. This is your last one. I would say this, forget, have amnesia. Sometimes when you're a quarterback, you have to have amnesia. And by that is I just threw a pick six. I don't care. I'm going to keep firing. So what my point is, start them this week up against the Bengals. Start them if you got them in this game. I think it's the highest total on the board. Michael Wilson, I like this angle too, because I do believe if they want to travel and shadow someone with DJ Turner, it's probably Marvin Harrison. But what do you have on Wilson?
Yeah, DJ Turner has been incredible this season, and I, like you, think that he's probably going to go over Marvin Harrison Jr., which that just points to Michael Wilson being a huge beneficiary. The Bengals allow 10 yards per attempt out of 11 personnel. Michael Wilson has a 24% target share out of 11 personnel, which is 17th in the NFL, and averages 2.33 yards per route run. He and McBride, with Marvin Harrison Jr. probably being occupied by DJ Turner, both of them could go off. And I think Michael Wilson is going to be able to work and continue his, you know, impressive effort with Jacoby Brissett. And I think he just burns since he's CB2 all day.
Stephen O'Rourke on the X machine at Call Me Steve O. I assume we're good for next week and the playoffs and beyond. So thanks again, sir.
Absolutely.
And happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Yeah, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, John. I appreciate it.
There he is, the great Stephen O'Rourke of Fantasy Points Data, and we'll make official picks on the other side. I've got actually three best bets that I'll pop out at the end of the segment, but we'll also take a look at waiver wire pickups for week 17 and beyond here on this Tuesday edition of Prop Points on Visa.
You're watching Prop Points with the Guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you can get a 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app or download Better today. Use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. And welcome back to a jam-packed Tuesday edition of Prop Points. Here on a short week, we are off on Christmas Day, but do not fear. I've got three best bets for the Xmas Day games in this segment right now. And of course, tomorrow we'll be back and we'll do three healthy segments on all three games. We'll talk about all the data, all the schematics. We'll make official prop picks. And we'll also, at the very end of the program, pop out three Christmas Day specials. And hopefully we can certainly make your holidays a little happier. I do believe we will. I believe we will make your holidays a little happier with these three picks that I have coming up at the end of the program. If I say one more good thing about it, then I will in fact curse myself. So I'll clam up right now. Let's get into the waiver wire pickups that I have here. We are dipping into the last chance saloon people here. I mean, this is it. This is, you know, only one more game to go. So it's a little weird of a list because, you know, I'm focusing a little bit more on this week. Plus it is week 17, but let's start with Emmanuel Wilson, who is still only rostered in 37% of Yahoo leagues. I do believe that they might just shut Josh Jacobs down this week. Don't know about the injury, but there's no way that Josh Jacobs is going to handle like a massive workload. So I think he's worth looking at, obviously picking up, because if Jacobs is ruled out, I would say he's a top 20 running back this week. And I did look at the schematics. He actually has a better schematic matchup this week than Jacobs. Next up, Tyler Shuck. I mean, come on. What else do we have to say? Since week 10, this dude is the QB 13. This is one of the reasons why I go to the Senior Bowl, because I watched this guy practice for a week in Mobile. I'm like, this guy's pretty good. I mean, he passes the eyeball test. I know he's an old man for rookies. I'm still blown away by the fact that he was a roommate of Juwan Johnson's at Oregon back in like 97. Or it seemed like it was that long ago. But anyways, he's getting it done. Tennessee, going into last week, they were giving up the second most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks the previous 5 weeks. They are a pass funnel, and they also give up rushing production. And Shuck runs as much as anybody down the stretch here. Next up, Parker Washington Jr. No junior there. Parker Washington, though, has been on this list a couple of times as he's kind of drifted in and out of relevancy, but you know, he was hurt for a little while there recently, but he has actually hit double-digit fantasy points in 5 of his last 7 healthy games. Some really big performances along the way, like last week, 6 grabs for $145 and a tutty. I think he's really appealing this week against a banged-up Colts secondary. They're bad, as we saw last night. I wrote this before last night's game. The Colts secondary that gave up 40-plus fantasy points per game to wide receivers weeks 11 through 15. Well, I think that has they're also shaky against slot receivers. That number's probably increased after last night's bonanza. Although, well, you know, DeMarcus Robinson scored, Juwan Johnson scored. So, yeah, probably did go up. So, great matchup there for Parker Washington. Raheem Sanders. Now, look, if I knew Dylan Sampson was going to go for the Browns, he'd be the pick. But he's been out of practice for a couple of weeks. He's got this hand injury. Maybe they err on the side of caution. You know, he is a rookie, so, and he's looked pretty good this year. So I'm going to go Raheem Sanders, a.k.a. Rocket. I did watch some press conferences of the head coach Stefanski after the game. He seemed very impressed by him running hard. only had a 30% snap share, but he kind of took over when Quinshon Judkins was down for the count. Samson was out last week. So tougher situation here. Beatable matchup, though, against the Steelers. I know the Steelers are, you know, probably going to the playoffs, but maybe they have a little bit of a letdown as well. And this is low end. You got to be desperate here. But I do like this Rocket Sanders, who was an undrafted free agent. I think the Chargers picked him up, but the Browns grabbed him off their practice squad or on waivers in August. So he's been here all year. Next up, Michael Carter. Certainly it's frustrating, a little bit of a committee, but tasty matchup against the Bengals, as we outlined early in the program. Chris Rodriguez, I know the backfield's hard to trust, especially with Josh Johnson, but the dude has scored in five of his last eight games. I keep putting him on this list. No one cares. He's still only rostered in 29% of Yahoo leagues, but not bad. You could do worse. A.D. Mitchell, I know he let us down a little bit. We did win the prop last week, and it is a good schematic matchup against the Pats, who run a lot of single high. Granted, Brady Cook is, he lost some trust last week for sure, but if you need him, there is some upside there with A.D. Mitchell. Colby Parkinson, I know he came up small, and we could get Tyler Higbee back, but very good matchup. The Cardinals have been giving up the fourth most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game, two tight ends, and they gave up 11 grabs for 118 last week. So that's the Falcons. The Falcons have been good against tight ends, but they're slipping. 118 on 11 grabs to the Cardinals last week. A lot, believe it or not, it wasn't even freaking Benson. It was Elijah Higgins. But anywho, moving on here to, now we don't know about Malik Willis, but I got to tell you, I'm putting him on the list. I would give him a better chance of playing than Jordan Love. But if Willis goes, man, he has shown a lot of poise. And I watched him practice for a week at the Senior Bowl a couple of years ago, three, 4 years ago. Very talented guy. Like, by the way, it was very windy, rainy that day in that game, in that week for the Senior Bowl, that game, that 1 year. All week it was nasty weather. And Malik, it was like Kenny Pickett, Bailey Zappi, Sam Howell. None of these quarterbacks could cut through the wind except for Malik Willis. So if he does go, he runs. He's got five games in the career with 14 or more passing attempts, and he's run for 40 yards in all five games. And he has averaged 57 yards rushing in two starts for the Packers last year. So if he goes, he's going to be, I think, productive with his legs. And then also on the chance that he can return this week and that Rome Odunze cannot, I would put Luther Burden here on the list. Very beatable matchup, obviously. We saw what Josh Downs did in this matchup. And I put him on this list, by the way, before the game, thinking it was a very good matchup here against the Niners, which it is. One other guy I'll sneak in here real quick. If you need a tight end, I know he's risky and volatile, but Mike Gesicki, I kind of liked him last week and he scored. Cardinals giving up a lot of production to the tight end. So I like that one there. And, you know, I don't think Lamar is going to play, but we'll see. They still have a chance to make the playoffs. Tyler Huntley will run if they rule out Lamar Jackson. So there it is. All I have left is the best bets. I'm going to pop out right now so you can get ahead of it. I will say again, knocking on wood, I'm doing all the things that I can do to avoid being jinxed and cursed, because whenever I mention good records, bad things happen. But we have done very well on these early best bets. And we've actually been bragging about it for a week or two, and it hasn't pinched us yet. So I do have three of them for the three games on Thursday. But stay tuned to VSiN after Prop Points for Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel. 2 p.m. Eastern on today's show. Adam Burke shares his early week NFL betting positions. Let me get to it real quick. First up, I'm going in order of the games. Javonte Williams, over 74.5 rushing yards over the last 5 weeks. DC gives up the second highest success rate on zone runs, along with 4.65 yards per carry, 12th worst. Among 55 running backs with at least 50 carries the last 5 weeks, Javonte is 12th with a 60% success rate and 4.96 yards per carry. It's a great schematic matchup. Game flow should be in his favor against DC. David Montgomery, over 32.5 rushing yards. The Vikings have given up the seventh highest success rate against zone runs. That's his deal. Much more so than Jahmyr Gibbs. I think they will win, with the quarterback situation in Minnesota is sketchy, and he has been their closer. I really like this one. I know we lost to Montgomery proper, or at least I did last week at fantasypointsbook.com, but 32.5 rushing yards, very doable number. And that's over on FanDuel, by the way. And then last but not least, Bo Nix, over 227.5 passing yards. Bottom line, KC's been running a lot of man because they have to. Bo Nix crushes man, and coming off that loss last week, probably not going to have Chris Jones or Trent McDuffie. Bo Nix looking good, and you are if you play those three. That's the show. We're back tomorrow with another edition of Prop Points here on VSiN.